able to have independence, they continued to push other aspects of their ideology, which to me, the proof of what I had suspected all along was made manifest as the years then unfolded from 2014 onward. And for example, I mean, there were various bits of egregious legislation that bunch tried to bring forward. Notoriously, one of them was what was called the Named Persons Bill, whereby each minor under 16, maybe under 18, I forget now, but every child in Scotland was going to have a named person, which, believe it or believe it not, would have been a state-approved outsider to the family. Could have been a teacher. It could have been some other figure in their lives with whom the child would have been encouraged to form a relationship. You know, talking. You know, exchanging confidences. And the family, no child's family would have had the right to know the nature of those conversations. They wouldn't have been privy to any of it. It would all have been happening behind the parents, behind the family's backs. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court in Scotland before it was finally turned back. That bill was not able to be enacted. But it'll be sitting in a drawer somewhere. It'll be ready to, it's an oven ready thing, ready to go, you know, as and when. And if that isn't indicative of a determination to get between, to get this, to shoehorn the state in the most sly, underhand way to get someone in there between the child and its family, and I don't know what is. I don't see how that determination to interfere with the family could have been made more blatant.